We ended off last time noting a machlokes achronim among the notes that came on the page of Shulchan Aruch as to the status of dam that is less than the size of a gris, where there's no hargasha. So the Taras Hashlamim is written by the author of the Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov, the author of the Minchas Yaakov on the bottom of the Taras Chatzos of the Ramah. So sometimes you'll see that the later Svarim referred to the Taras Hashlamim as the Minchas Yaakov. That's because he wrote another Chibur by the same name. It's all the same person. The Shvus Yaakov, the Taras Hashlamim, the Minchas Yaakov. So the Taras Hashlamim writes over here noting on the Lashon and the Mechaber, as we noted last time, Lashon Mechaber is a little bit perplexing because he requires Hargasha, which is part of the definition of the Din D'Oraisa of Anida, even though we should be talking about Lamaisa, where you don't need Hargasha. So the Taras Hashlamim says the key is the formulation in Shulchan Aruch of Tiva Sam Kachardel. So he writes, HaMechaber D'Balomar Shihi Tmeya. Since the context of this din in Shulchan Aruch is that a woman is going to be tmeya even pachas migigris, even with a tibas dam kachardol, al karka kasav al kain kasav the stam fusha targish, because that's where you require hargasha. If there was no hargasha, then you wouldn't be a surah, you wouldn't be tmeya if it's a tibas dam kachardol. You have to have a shir. It's only where it's for hargasha. We're talking about a need of the raisa, that you don't have kulas ksamim, and therefore even pachas mikagris is going to be tummy. So that's Taras Hashlamim says meduyik in the context of the Mechaber. Why does he say achi targish misiyasa? Not like the Shach who says we're just talking about the din d'oraisa, but achi targish misiyasa, because that's the only case in where tipas dam kachardel was going to be tmeya slash asura. But if there's no hargasha, then you require a shir kegris, as we'll talk about when we get to this sugya of ksamim. And Shlomo Eger argues, Shlomo Eger writes here, af biyadua vada shadam yimena yatsa, even if we know for a fact that the dam came from inside of her, tahora midaraisa ko shalo hirgisha, so she's going to be tahora absent hargasha. And the next piece, V'apa pachas mikigris, kevin diyodas sheyasa migufa, yesh bo mishum kesa. I'm sorry, I started reading the wrong piece again. But our point is that even less than a gris, says the Shlomo Le'eger, she knows for a fact that it's yasa migufa. If she knows for a fact yasa migufa, she's going to be a sura, even pachas mikigris. Okay, so again, the Torah Shlomo says, if we know that it comes mi besara, even if there's no hargasha, you still have kulas ksamim. And according to Shlomo Eger, no, if you know it comes mi vada mi gufa, then pachas mi kigris is still going to be asura. Okay. Rav Avadia writes in the Taras Abayis, Perek Aleph, Os Gimel, that many achronim are makel on this shayla, that even if you know it's mi gufa, she's not going to be a sura if it's less than a gris without hargasha, like the Taras Hashlamim. Rav Moshe writes that way as well. Rav Moshe in Chela Gimel, Yaradeya Simen Memvav Osbeis. Chela Gimel, Yaradeya Simen Memvav Osbeis, based on a Shuvas Chasson Sofer, so Rav Moshe is Makel on this Shaila as well. Rabbi Willig says you can make it on the Shiloh. Different versions as to what Rav Yashiv held, and Rabbi Karp Sefer, the Mishmer Satara. So he quotes a Perek Aleph Arazayin that Rav Yashiv is only makel b'tzirif other factors, but he was machmir, absent other factors, he was machmir on the Shiloh. But a Rabbi Morgenstern Sefer, the Pesche Das, Perek Aleph Arakafei, he quotes to Rabbi Yashiv was makel across the board. Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Vav Simen Pei Gimel, also writes that you could only be makel b'tzeirufim. Rabbi Forth in his English Sefer says there's no clear achra on this, and in the Rabbi Forsheimer Sefer, the Pritaruf, Rabbi Forsheimer is the leading posuk in Lakewood now, so there he is machmer. Okay, so it ends up being a machlokas among contemporary poskim as to whether you can be mekel on the shayla alone, and many are mekel. Yeah.
Sorry, who's the last posuk?
Rabbi Forsheimer from Lakewood. So he's quoted as being machmer. Okay, but that brings up, yeah.
What do you mean, you know, certainly that comes from the
Let's say she's wearing. There's no. I will talk about this more when we get to Xamim, but she did a Bedig Rabbi. So the Badi Shulchan explains this year. Badi Shulchan is in Simon Kufsadi, Sifkatan Kufdalit, Simon Kufsadi, Sifkatan Kufdalit. So she did a. She checked the bag that she's wearing. Let's say she's wearing an undergarment. She checked it a second ago, and it was totally clean. And there's no way in the world, and she puts it on, and a minute later there's Dominus. So there's no way in the world that came from anywhere other than Migufa. And there's no other Tliya. So whatever the Tziyah is, it may not be that Shechiyah Tziyah, whatever the Tziyah would be. Okay, that brings us to our topic for today, which is what is the definition of Hargasha? The Pitzkei Tshuva here in Sifkatan Aleph quotes three possibilities. The Da, take a look inside if you have it in front of you. Piskei Shuva Sifkatan Aleph. The Shlosha Mine Hargoshos Yesh Le'inyan Shedei Tumeya Midaraisa. So there are three possibilities as to what is the Hargosha that would make a woman Tumeya Midaraisa. Aleph, Shenizdaz the Gufa, that her body tremors. Kamosha Katva Rambam, Parakei, Isure Via, Halacha Yudzayim. Lashon Rambam, Hirgish Gufa, Vinizdaza. She trembles, tremors. Rav Avadya points out, Taras Abayis, Chelek Aleph, page 14. Now, why does this make sense? It sounds like it's somewhat analogous to the Hargasha that we encounter by Sheikh Hazaran. The Gemara in Daf Mem and Aleph Nida has that if a person is eating Truma and Hirgish and Zazda Ivarav, so he feels that he's about to be Motzi Zara. The Lashon of Gemara is Hirgish Shen Zazda Ivarav. He felt, yes, his Hargasha, the sensation that that there's a trembling, a tremoring. And the Gemara Mem Gimel and Aleph, Kol Shech Lazera She'ein Kol Gufa Margish Re'ina Mitama. The Shech Lazera that's Mitama, it's the Shech Lazera that you have a sensation in the entire body. So just like you have that notion of trembling, tremoring, in the context of Shech Lazera, so maybe that's where the Rambam got this from, that you have a parallel sensation when it comes to a woman who sees Dam. Just etymologically, what's the word? The etymology of the word. The Aruch HaShulchan points out in Os Nun Ches that according to the Rambam, it's probably what you see in the pasuk, Lama Rog Shu Goyim. Why do the nations tremble? Basically, look in the Halich Viragesh. To the Beis Hamikdash, we will go with trepidation. So, Hargasha sometimes has a mashmos of trepidation, tremoring. So, that's the Rambam's Hargasha here by Anita. Hirgish Gufa Vinizdaza, that not just a sensation, but it's a sensation of trepidation, of tremoring. That kind of a hargasha, that the body shakes, the body tremors. Okay, so that's the first definition of hargasha that we find. Back to the Pesach Shuvah days, shenifach makara, a sensation that the rechem opens up. Where does that come from? So that's the lashon of Chumas Hadeshen, Simin Reish Mem Vav, Sichas Priya Makor. Truma Sadesh and Simon Mem Vav. You have the lashon and Tosfos and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Vaha. Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Vaha. Shamakom Sosum, Ukishadam Yotze Niftach, that the Makor, the Rechem, is closed. And when the Dam comes out, it opens up. Vahayalal Hargish, a woman should have a sensation of, sounds like the Rechem opening up when that happens. And that's actually the lashon on the Mechaber. Take a look in Simon Kutsadi. Seif Aleph, the Simon of Tzomim, which will be our next topic. Dvar Torah, Eina Isha Mitama V'lo Asu L'Baila, Ad Shetargish Sheyatza Dam Mi Besara. So there has to be a Hargasha Sheyatza Dam Mi Besara. And then, skipping a few lines, Vim Hirgisha Sheniftach mekora lahosi dam ubaka acher kach lamasaklum yesh mishomer shi'tve. So the context there is what happens if you have argasha and then you don't see dam. But in terms of what argasha is, he writes there in here gisha sheniftach mekora lahosi dam, that she has argasha that the mekor opens up, argasha of psichas pi hamekor. That's the Trumas Hadeshim's argasha, and that's what the mechaber, the language that Mechaber uses in Kupsadi. That's the Pesach Shuvah quotes here as the second possible definition of Hargasha. Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's not necessarily a machlokas, meaning, at least in one direction, when the Rambam tells you that Hargasha is Hirgish Gufa V'Nistazza, it doesn't necessarily mean that the Rambam thinks that Hargasha's Psichas Pi Makor wouldn't be Hargasha also. It's not necessarily mutually exclusive. And maybe the Rambam would say Hargasha as Pia Makor is an even a stronger Hargasha. Okay. So then what's the taich of Hargasha according to that? So Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Samech Vav, he quotes the Gemara Megillah Tesvav Amin Beis. The Gemara there is a Lashon, Ma Rasa Esther Shezimnes Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to her Seuda? Ulai Yargish Hamakom. Maybe because Rachel would be margish and make an ace. So there, Hargasha isn't trepidation. It doesn't mean that Kashvarachu is going to tremble. It means that Kashvarachu will be aware of or sensitive to the situation. So the Lashon Yedia, the knowledge of. So Hargasha of Psichas Pi HaMakor, Aruch HaShulchan says, is the knowledge, that the knowledge that the sensation, the awareness of awareness might be better. Where the awareness that the Rechem is opening up. Okay. Then the Pesach Shuvah writes Vashlishis Nimta B'Shuvah Sachronim. So till now we had two definitions that we find in Rishonim. The third one, there's no explicit reference to in Rishonim. Kishem Argeshes Shedavar Lach Zavimena Bifnim. A woman has the sensation that there's a ziva sabralach, that there's something moist which is flowing inside her. Where does this come from? Chuvas no de bihuda, yaradeya simin nun hei. Where does the Chuvas Hadeshim get this from? That ziva sabralach is considered Hargasha. There's no, again, no explicit reference to Rishonim. I'm sorry?
No, the Behuda.
Yeah, what did I say?
You
said Shemitah Besha. I'm sorry, thank you. Where did the No, the Behuda get this from, that Zivas Davralach is also considered to be Hargasha? So he says that it can't be like the Jumas Hadesha, that Hargasha, Psichas Pia Makor is Hargasha, that this sensation of the opening of the Rechem is considered Hargasha. Because what's the drasha? What does Shmuel tell us? Bibisara, Achatargish, Bibisara. So that has to be a Hargasha, Bibisara. So what's that Bibisara? So W says it can't be the Bibisara is Hargasha in the Makor, because that drasha of Bibisara, that pasuk, also teaches us the din that we saw in Daf Mem of Mitamim Bivnim Kibachutz. that if a woman sees dam, or a woman experiences dam, even if it doesn't leave her body, if it's dam in a makor, that's going to be metame her. So where is it that the dam is bifnim kavachutz? When it's still in the makor, she's not tameya. She's only tameya when it leaves the makor, and it's on the way out of the body, even before it leaves the body. Right? So there, we're talking about where it's no longer in the makor. So that pasuk of the b'sara is the source both for hargasha and the din of metame bifnim kavachutz. So metame bifnim kavachutz is not in the rachem. So hargasha also can't be in the rachem. It must be hargasha, something external to the rechem. And that's why they know the things that it's hargashas zivas davrlach, the sensation of flow in the body. Now the chavistas, I don't think we quote a chavistas here. Chavistas is the Nesivus's perish in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Pesach Shuva notes here that the Chavistas, he doesn't tell everything he says, but the Chavistas halfway agrees with the Nod of Yehuda. Chavistas says that Zivas Davrlach is Hargasha, but it's only Hargasha if it's Zivas Davrlach Mim Nekara. That he says, no, it has to be Zivas Davrlach that comes, the sensation of it coming out of the Makor, not if it's further out of the body, which is not consistent with the Raya that the Nod of Yehuda himself had brought. Then the Pesach Shuva goes on, and he says, Amnam b'tshuvas chasim sofer, cholik osa b'kamen tshuvas, v'herech levar d'zivas davrlach lav hargashahu. Chasim sofer argues, and says, Zivas davrlach is not hargasha, v'chen kibol nimar v'hagan v'mnasan adler, that was his mesor from Nasan Adler, and that's not considered hargasha. Yeah, Benji.
The Nodibi who would say that the sensation of Zivas Davrlach is something from internally coming externally, and the Chavistas meets it halfway and says it's entirely internal.
So Zivas Davrlach, even according to the Nodibi Huda, is internal, but where is it? According to the Nodibi Huda, it's in the Prozdor, according to, or beyond. According to the Chavistas, it's as it is coming out of the Makor.
Okay. Can you say it's at the place where it makes it from?
I'm sorry?
Well, we say it's at the place where it makes it tummy?
At the place it makes it tummy, meaning as it's coming out of the Makor. As it's coming out of the Rechem. If it's still in the Rechem, it's not in the tummy.
I'm not saying it's farther out. It's whatever the point is, it's that makes it tummy.
What do you mean?
The point which makes it tummy isn't just right out of the Rechem. It's farther, whatever the other in the Machlokas.
Well, no. So the din of the mission we saw previously was that if it's in the prosdor, that's a suffix because we don't know whether it came from the rechem. But if it definitely came from the rechem, once it's in the prosdor, it is going to be tummy, right?
But it's only tummy at a certain point.
It's tummy. But the lashon is min hashinayim v'lochatz, right? So what are you saying? That according to
the Nodibi Huda, say anywhere in the post Zivas Davrlach is Matamah, or only at the point where she's Matamah? I know someone says that, but no.
At the point that what?
At the point that she's Matamah. That the Dhamma's Matamah.
It would have to be once it's at the point that the Dhamma's Matamah, yeah? I think so. So why does the Chasam Sofer not accept the Nod Yehuda? Why does he think that Zivas Davrlach can be Hargasha? So he writes as follows. Chelik Beis Yerodeya Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, Chelik Beis Yerodeya Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. Hineh, Mai in Argasha, he quotes the Shev Yaakov, that Psichas Pia Makor, or Nizdata Kolaguf. Then he says, Isaka Daita Zivas Davarlach, if you want to say like the Nod Bihuda, that Zivas Davarlach is considered Hargasha, in Cain, Reish Perak Haroa Kesef, the Parak Ad Shmuel, Mia Isha Shihi Osa Sarachaha. So one of the Gemara's kashas on Chesam and Beis on Shmuel's din of Ashi Targish Bibisara is from a woman who's Osa Sarachaha. Vika Amar, Ida Argisha, Vida Lo Argisha, Vikasha Vatalas Neiraglai, Milo Argisha Ziva Savarlach. He says that the Gemara entertains that maybe if she's Bimatam Neiraglayim, she's not going to have the Hargasha Sam. But if Hargasha Sam is Ziva Savarlach, so if you're Matum Eriglayim, how could you not experience Zivas Avarlach at the same time? The Gemara assumes that a person would be able to distinguish between the Argasha of Hatalas Eriglayim and the Argasha of Dam. But if Argasha Dam is Zivas Avarlach, so that could well be indistinguishable between the Hargash of Atelos Meriglai. It's the same sensation of something flowing. So he thinks, Al Karakach, Indian Hargasha is Hargasha Saguf, or the Rambam says Dazda Beivarim.
Why did the Gemara
assume
they're indistinguishable?
The Gemara, when it asks, Anim Tasam and Beis, same as I am in the days. Tashma. Ha'isha, she also sorcha havarasa dam. So a woman is going to the bathroom and she sees dam. Rabbi Meir Omer im, omedes tmei, and yoshev sara. Okay. Tehechi dam. Ida argasha, if we're talking about the case where there's hargasha, min hargasha dam. So then yoshev samay Torah. So then she's going to be Tamei regardless. She has her Gasha. It's not her Gasha. Ela lav, delo argasha. Ela, what must we talk about a case if there's no Gasha Sam? And that's why she could be Tahora. The Ksani Omedes Tamei. So how is she Tamei? If she's Omedes, there's no Gasha. You need her Gasha to be Tamei. So the Olam the argasha. Ela, what we're talking about where there was argasha. The Eimer Hargasha is Meir Aglayim Ave. And maybe the Hargasha that she experienced was Hargasha's Meraglayim.
That sounds like it's indistinguishable.
1 second. Havayo Medes, Hadam Meraglayim Lamakar, Vaisi Dam, Yoshevis is Tahora. Say this. So, la'olam the argasha. So we only talk about argasha. If there's argasha, then why is she going to be tahora if she's yoshaves? The emor argashas me'er glayim havi. So maybe there's argashas me'er glayim as well. If she's a medes. So if she's going to be Omedes, so then it could be that the Meir Glayim is going to go back in, and there's going to be Dam coming out, and that Dam coming out is now going to be Tahar Gasha.
If there's Hargasha, when you say Hargasha, do you mean
Hargasha's Tam?
No, Hargasha's Tam. If Hargasha's Tam,
she's
Tam, it doesn't matter that she's also
Meir Glayim. No, it's only the second time, meaning Leolam the Argasha, but maybe that's Hargasha's Meir Glayim. If it's Hargasha's Meir Glayim, why is she going to be Tamei when she's Tamei? It's because of Hargasha's Meir Glayim and Makar Vaisi Dam.
You could just be talking about standing Leolam the Argasha, and she said it's
okay, so I have to work through this again. We'll go on. Yeah.
Just while I'm thinking of it, someone here, when in the Gemara, when it says Hadar Meir Glayim and Makar,
right,
is Makar there referring to the Rechem, or is
yeah,
it referring
mm-hmm,
to yeah, there's Meir Glayim going into, is it like, I mean,
how that works scientifically, if it exists, we'll maybe talk about when we get to the Sig of Meir Glayim.
It has to be the Rechem. The Rechem's the one that's in time.
Yeah.
I understand. As opposed to the eye, as opposed to the bladder. I mean, it
would be important.
No, but
I understand. But
okay. So fine. Let the work on the chazan sofer's raya. Thank you. But either way, the many poskim assume, like the chazan sofer, that ziva stavrin lach is not a hargasha. The Archa Shulchan writes that way in Sivkat and Samach Vav. And Rav Avadya seems that way. Rav Moshe, in his Tshuva to Rabbi Eider, printed in the back of Rabbi Eider's volume on Hilchos Nida, O Zion, assumes, just points out, that even according to the Noda Yehuda, when we talk about Ziva Savralach, we're talking about Ziva Savralach internally. If there's a sensation of flow outside the body, as it's leaving the body, That's not the Zivas Davar Lach that the Pesukim we're talking about. We're talking about a sensation of something flowing internally. Rabbi Kar points out in the Mishmar Satara that it could be the question as to whether Zivas Davrilach is considered Hargasha or not may depend on when the Hargasha is experienced, which there are different formulations in Rishonim. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Tes, writes, Acha Targish, V'tira Dam, V'yetzei V'vesara. That a woman's only going to be Tamei in the Torah if she has her Gasha and sees Dam, and the Dam comes out. So again, Acha Targish, V'tira Dam, V'yetzei V'vesara. So that sounds like there's a certain chronology that there's Hargasha before Tira Dam V'yetzei V'vesara, that the Hargasha precedes the Re'iyas Dam. So that's consistent with the Rambam's Hargasha of the body tremoring or trembling, Nizdas Degufa. That's something that would precede the Yetzias Adam. And then according to the Rambam, you have to say that Acha Targish V'vesara, it's the Hargasha is Bibisara prior to the Re'iyah Sadat. It's Asha Targish Bibisara, there's a Hargasha in her body before the Re'iyah Sadat. So that's Asha Targish Vitiradam, the Yezu Bibisara. First there's Hargasha, the Nizdaza Gufa, and then the Dam comes out, and then she sees Dam, and then the Dam comes out. The Rashba has something similar in the Taras Abayas. Bayezai in the beginning of Shar Dalet. Bayezai in the beginning of Shar Dalet. So the Rashba has the following formulation. Dvar Torah, Eina Isha Mitama Misham Nida, Acha Targish Bibisara, Bishas Yitziyasta. So he says it is there has to be a Hargasha Bibisara as the Dam is coming out. So Hargasha Bibisara as the Dam is coming out sounds like it's not Hargasha of the Dam. It's not a Zivas Davrilach, but it's Hargasha of something else as the Dam is coming out, which could be Nizdazik al Gufa, or could be Psichas Pia Makor. So both the Rambam and the Rashba, in their respective different formulations, seem clear that Zivas Davrilach would not be Hargasha. It has to be Hargasha that precedes the flow of blood. Either precedes or is for the Rashba at the same time, but it's not the Hargasha of the blood itself. Acha Targish B'Vesara B'Shas Yitzias Dam. Yeah.
Maybe I just don't understand the original Noda B'Yehuda. Does the Noda B'Yehuda say explicitly that whatever the Davar Lach is specifically blood, as opposed to another fluid or mucus or something?
Well, what would the sensation of another fluid do for you if we're trying to determine whether there's Dam coming out?
Meaning, just like the Rambam, where he wants to see Hargasha that preceding the actual flow and then actual Riyah of blood. Meaning, if there were to be, I don't know if this means biologically, but
right.
It is some other feeling of Davar Lach
prior to.
They would have a physical sensation, and then always immediately after this Riyah of Dam, that technically.
Okay, I think it is clear in another view you're talking about. The sensation of Dam flowing, but okay, here you're saying. Good. Then Rabbi Kar points out, the Chinuch has a different formulation. The Chinuch of Mitzvah Reish Zayin writes, Kimin HaTorah Ein Isha Mistama Acha Targish V'Atma Dam Tumasa. That a woman is only Tameya when she has Hargasha V'Atma of Dam Tumasa. Shenamar dami yezavav bibisara kolomer shetargish asav. So that sounds like we're talking about Hargasha of the Dam itself. As shetargish ba'atma dam tamasa, she has to have a sensation of the Dam. And that's the pasuk dami yezavav bibisara kolomer shetargish asav. She has to have a sensation of the Dam. So that sounds like the Hargasha is Hargasha's Dam. Not something that precedes the Dam, or not Hargasha of something else as the Dam is coming out, but Hargasha of the Dam itself.
Sorry, that was...
The Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Reish Zayin. And there's a lashon like that in Rashi also, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskil Margeshes. Rashi Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibra Maskil Margeshes. Kolomar Yodas Ba'atma Kisha Yosei Dam Imena. She knows herself when Dam is coming out. So not explicit, But maybe there's a mashmas here also that it's a hargasha of the dam. Yodas ba'as v'kishe yotze dam mimena. Also, Rabbi Carr points out, and Rabbi Chil Michel Stern, who was a nephew of Shlomo Zalman, the Sefer Shari Tara, so his piece is Simon Beis in Sefer Shari Tara, that it's more, it's easier to explain Ziva Stavrilach as being a Hargasha if you view Hargasha as a Simon and not as a Siva. If you view Hargasha just as an indicator as to whether there's Dam that came out of the Rechem, so then you could entertain that Ziva Stavrilach is a kind of Hargasha. If Hargasha is the Siva, is the Zer Sakasa, the Gorim of the Din, so it's harder to argue that Ziva Stavrilach is itself the trigger that makes a woman Tmeya Min HaTorah. So how is this all relevant Bizmanenu? In the Chuvas Chev Yaakov, not to be confused with the Shvus Yaakov of the Torah Sashlamim, not infrequently the Shev Yaakov is sometimes misidentified as the Shvus Yaakov, and the most famous example might be in Hilchos Tfilas Kelim, where the Shev Yaakov is the shita that if you have something that's mechubal karka, it's pater from Tfilas Kelim. The Piskei Tshuva in the old printing quotes that it's a Shvus Yaakov, but it's really a Shev Yaakov. But this is a Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov who lived in the 17, who's writing in the 1740s, writes that nowadays, in the 1740s, women don't typically have a sensation of nizdaz de gufa when they see dam, and nor do they have a sensation of psichas pi hamakor. So he's already bothered then. How do we have anida deraisa bismanenu if women don't have hargashas anymore? They don't have nizdaz de gufa, they don't have psichas pi hamakor. And even Ziva Stavrilach, if you assume like the Chavistas that Ziva Stavrilach means as it's coming out of the Makor, nowadays that's also not the Benimsa. And even an internal Ziva Stavrilach of another Yehuda, there are many women who don't have such sensations. So Shev Yaakov already raises the question, but many after him, how do you have a nida deraisa? It's lo yitachein that nowadays there's no such thing as a nida deraisa because we don't have dam b'hargasha. Yeah. So the number of approaches among the achronim as to how to deal with this question, if there's no identifiable hargasha, how do we still have a nida deraisa bizmanenu? Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifkatan Samach Aleph, that no, the women still have hargashas. Aye, they tell you they don't. Don't believe them. Hevel yivsa pi anoshim elu. They're not telling the truth. They don't know better. They really have hargashas. Yeah.
Does that mean they're lying, or that they?
It means that they're not. They're not sensitive to it, or they say that they're not, but they really are. Not that they're maliciously lying, but Ramosha has a. I guess a tamer formulation, but it could be this is what the Aruch HaShulchan means. Ramosha in his Jewish Rabbi Eider Osir Beis says that every woman knows, can tell you when she becomes a Nida. So it must be there's some kind of sensation that they experience because they can identify when they're becoming a Nida, just they can't express it in identifiable terms. They can't express what that sensation is, but there must be some kind of sensation that they experience because every woman can tell you when she becomes a nida, and I guess it's not just because she saw dam after it's already out of the body.
She can tell you in terms of like the symptoms she has.
So we'll talk about Vesta Guf in a moment, but even he's not talking about that. I'm sorry?
So what does he mean, they can tell?
It means that there's you have a certain feeling, even if it's not definable, that you're becoming nida. I'm sorry?
He says that's hargasha.
And
there
he says
must also be psichas pi hamakor,
right, so and it sounds like, and therefore that some something ka'ein is not as a gufa, even if it doesn't really feel that way, but some lower grade sensation that still counts as argasha. Yeah.
So building off of that point, and what Ramosha was saying to Ravida earlier, based off of the three shitos of what argasha is,
right,
Ramosha seemingly would come out on the side of Zivas Devarlach.
So Zivas Devarlach is obviously the easiest one to point to. Right, but maybe even some kind of nizdaz agufa at some degree, maybe there's something there. But that's along the lines of Aruch HaShulchan. Yeah.
Rav Moshe and Shev Yaakov say, if you know it's bad, then we go follow that we say she'an argasha and just didn't know, and then we make it maybe that raisa.
So if you know it's bad, then we. Shev Yaakov just raised the question. He didn't. I don't think he even answered. Again?
If she, we don't spot them and go, oh, how good that is.
Right.
Do we say she had a gut, she didn't feel it? Or do we still not know for sure, maybe not all feel it?
No, so that's what we started with, the Machlok, is the Tola Eger and
no, assuming that way, essentially. So our gut is required.
Right.
But would we say, since nowadays women can't feel it, do we say they actually had it, so if we know it's by the Megufa, she must have had her gut, she was telling me that right.
Yeah, okay, so we'll hold on to that for a moment. We'll get to some Akron who express things in similar terms. Okay. Actually, we'll talk about that now. Right. Okay. So Rabbi Morgenstern in his Piskei Das, Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph Ara Yizayin. Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph Ara Yizayin. So he raises essentially what Yossi's asking, which is that if you sound like the Aruch HaShulchan or anyone in that camp, that really women experience hargasha, they just can't express it, they can't articulate it. So maybe all of Kulas Ksum should be out the window, because every time a woman sees a kesem, maybe we should be cautious that there really was hargasha, she just wasn't sensitive to the fact that there was hargasha. And anytime there's any ri'ya, even papas mika gris, or even nadar shein mekabel tumah, any time that we would invoke tumas sonim, maybe we should have to be machmir to be choshesh that she had dam hargasha, because every woman in sama has hargasha, she just can't express it or articulate it. Right? That's what you're basically asking. So Rav Vosner, and no one says that in the. You know, no one has thrown out Kulas Ksum in Torah. So Rav Vosner in a few Tshuvas addresses this. I'll read you part of one of it. Chelek Yud Simen, one of them. Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Chelek Yud Simen Kuf Mem Beis. So he says, that even though we assume that if a woman doesn't have argasha, she's only going to be tmeya midrabanan. But bisman zeh shaharbe nefleshu achushim, that our sensations have been dulled, our senses have been dulled. V'etzbanos v'timon shkiach mod, and people are more nervous. So you can't necessarily rely on women's representation that there's no hargasha. And since we have to assume that most women have hargasha even if they can't express it, and the reason that most women nowadays say there's no hargasha is because they don't have the sensitivity to identify it. So then, the implication is that we should always have to be machmir, and you can never have kula ksamim. So he says, Alpha Pisha Ain Biadino Lahmir Kinagh Mufur Shah Hakuba. So you can't go that far. You can't just throw out some Kubzayim. Kamapam Hayalibi Nofi, but I still was nervous. The Isha Shamas Awadega Shitsamah Guf Dam Mamish Bafus Mikigris. We'll talk about this as we get on to Ksamim, the Rav Avner's chumras by an undergarment. So if a woman sees dam on an undergarment, even if it's pachos mikigris, but it's fresh blood, v'ofen shavada yotzei min haguf, in a way that if you're asking as far as the truth, it's pretty obvious that it came internally. So how can you be tola on machola as pachos mikigris to be mitar her if you know full well that it came migufa? Ella, shechazal amru hayoso b'li hargasha kavushir to mushir zeh. So it happens to be that Chazal established if there's no hargasha, pachos mikigris is tahor. But here, let's say it's more than a gris. But it's on Tzivonim. So you have other gulas some. He says, to be meko on a darish enim akabal tumo or beget sabua, harvi ezer mishamayim tzarek. You're allowed to see after the Shemaya to be meko on such a thing. Meaning that if it's less than a gris, so he says that that's part of the Xeris Chazal. If you don't know that there's a gasha, you're going to be makel. But to be makel, if it's more than a gris, just because it's Sivonim or Enim Kabbal Toma, that we'll talk about this when we get to Ksamim. But especially because we're concerned that women may have a gasha and not realize it, so that he says it's more difficult to be makel on. But as a practical matter, everyone is still makel on Pachas Mikigris, so we're not really choshesh that there was a hargasha again, unless there are other factors. Yeah.
So the only thing that Rav Avner is machmir on is Pachas Mikigris.
No, he's machmir. He's not machmir on Pachas Mikigris. He's machmir on
Tzivonim
and Kabbalah. But we'll talk about when we get to Ksamim that many Achronim say that even if it's Bachos Mikigris, it's Kedai Lahachmir, that a woman should be Noi Prishmi Baila for 24, 48 hours afterwards, because it's often an indication that something bigger is on the way. But technically speaking, what Rav Avner is saying here is that even in Svar, you could argue that you should throw out all of Kulas Tzomim nowadays, because we're worried that women may have Rakashas and not realize it. But we're not going to go that far, because it's part of the Xeris Chazal. But you have to be smart about it, and
practically, this means that there's really no difference for women during any time of the month, meaning that whether it be Shinukim, whether it be during Yimei Tahara, whenever she sees anything more than gris, she's always going to be tummy.
No, so again, he's talking about where it's clearly Migufa. You could have other times you see more than a gris, or there are other Tliyas that are visible.
Explain another source.
Right. But again, we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves in terms of Kulak Summon, which we'll talk about in due time. Okay, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe. To some extent, we have a Russia nowadays, just women aren't sufficiently sensitive to it. There is a tshuva of the Maharam Shik, Yoredeya Kuf Pei Beis, where the Maharam Shik argues that there's another kind of Russia nowadays, and that's the Vesta Guf. Talk about this in a while when we get to Vestas, but if a woman always has other physical sensations that precede a riyasam, cramping or headaches or something of the sort, so that may constitute a hargasha nowadays. And that is generally not accepted by Poskim to say that that would constitute a hargasha. Rabbi Karkos of Vilyashiv is saying that even if in theory you would have argued with the Noda Behuda and not accept Ziva Stavrilach as a Hargasha, but nowadays where that's the only option, there's no other candidate for Hargasha, because no one has Nisdav Zagufa, no one has Hargasha Tzich Chaspi Amakor, Zivas Darvalach, you could argue that some women may, some may not, but you have to be machmir to treat Sargasha Zivas Darvalach as Sargasha, because that's the only candidate left standing. Rabbi Willig has the following Mahalach based on a Rashba in the beginning of Ruach HaSem. They saw that Rabbi Morgenstern has the same thing. Part of it is from Aviyasha, part of it is what he develops in the Rashba on his own. It's basically what the same point Rabbi Willig makes, part of which appears in the Magia in the Rashba as well. The Rashba, and that means Zion the Beis, Dibra Maskel Tartish Masmina, is trying to figure out how do we deal with the multiple drushas that seem to emerge from the same pasuk of Bibisara. So in addition to Bibisara, Achatargish Bibisara, which we've been talking about the last couple of shiurim, but you also have the drusha of Bibisara v'lo b'shvir, Bibisara v'lo b'chasicha. The Rashba writes, Perish Mori Harav, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Drasha da Acha Targish, with Drasha de Velo Bashbir, Shkulo say, the Tervayu Darshina Lahu, Midalo Kasa Vibhisara. That both Drashas, or all three Drashas for that matter, are on the same level. Because the fact that the Torah says, Vishaki siya zava dam ya zava bivsara shivasya mintiya binidasa kolim ageva yitma ad ha'arev. So that bivsara isn't more logically mashva one over the other, and therefore the drasha, both drashas can coexist. Yesh mefarshin v'lo b'shvir ha'inim yishim de'eim argeshes b'tzias dam. V'ikshem ari razal v'i sfir lei darka shal isha liras dam v'chasicha lo mitarim yishim de'eim argeshes. So hitcha v'rveni ona that if it's normal for women to see dam v'chasicha, that when she is expelling chasichos, that there's dam contained. So then if not for the Xeris Sarkasiv, we wouldn't be Natar her just because there's no Hargasha. If not for the Xeris Sarkasiv of Bibsara Velobishvir Velobachasicha, we wouldn't be Natar her just because there's no Hargasha. So the Mashmosa of that line is that that which is Derech Riyabakaf, that which is a normal way of seeing Dam, is going to be usher, that dam is going to be tameh, even if it's shelo behargasha. So then it could be, based on that, that if no one has hargashas anymore, so the derech riyah bekach becomes without hargasha. That you could have neither deraisa, even without hargasha, because that defaults as the derech riyah bekach. Rav Yashiv has the following argument to support this, printed in Kovetz Aros, sorry, Kovetz Shuvos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Pei Dalet, Chelek Aleph, Simen Pei Dalet. The din is that a woman, a girl, is Natama Benida, even at one day old. Right? A one day old baby could be Natama. If she expels Dam, she could become Tamei Anida. A one-day-old baby definitely doesn't have any hargasha. So you see that if that's a derech riyah b'kach, that's the normal way of someone in that situation to see dam, then hargasha is not an impediment to becoming tameya mida araisa.
Why would she not have hargasha any more than any other one?
So that's his assumption, that a one-day-old baby is not going to have any hargasha.
Has nerves and all.
I'm sorry?
She has nerves in her body. It's not like
Okay, I don't know. So that's, you assume the Tavra Pasha that one day he'll live, he's not going to have Argasha. Aye, if that's the case. So again, back to where we started with the Argashotam, that if everyone, Derek, we look after that Argasha, so then how do you have Kul of Sum anymore? Then every woman should always be a Surah, even if it's on Davashen and Kabbalatam, even if it's on Salon, even Pachas Mikigris, because you don't need Hargasha for Derek Yivakach. So Rabbi Morgan had a question from Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv, you know, in Svara may have said that, but he wasn't willing to be machmir against the minhag for centuries that we invoke Kula Ksamim, even if women arguably haven't had Hargasha for centuries. But if a woman has at least a Ziva Sevelach, so as we said, even if in theory you would say that that's not Argasha, but Rabbi Yashiv tells that you have to treat that as Argasha. But Rabbi Willig's Chumra, if you will, along these lines of Derech Rivakach, is that if you have a kind of a IUD, intrauterine device, a kind of contraceptive, where the way it regulates the cycle is that a woman only has a tipas dam once a month, doesn't have a regular re'iyah. But if that, so even that tipas dam is pachas mikidris, but if that's the derech rivakach, that's the normal way that this woman sees dam, because that's how her cycle is regulated by this IUD, then she's going to be tameya min ha-Torah. Okay, so we'll stop here for now, and next time we'll pick up with Hargasha v'lo Re'iya, and then move on to Siman Kuf Tzadi and Kulas Ksamen. Okay, we'll have to work on the Meir Glayim part of the Sigin L'Chas Tov Tov.